that we're living well. He come down here to see me a few months ago. He said, oh, Papa, I said, oh. He said, and these you didn't know what tea was, did they? And these you didn't know what tea was, did they? I said, oh, yeah, we're back in that day, son. He said, well, get all the tea you want now. Mm-hmm. And so that's the way that was in that day. We didn't know what boy tea was. You drank sage tea, sarsaparilla tea.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use that word kettle talking about the wash pot?
Huh?
Did you ever call the wash pot the kettle?
Kettle, that's a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's different from a wash pot. A kettle, it's got a handle to it.
Mm-hmm.
Wash pot, to my remembrance, don't have.
The kettle's big too, isn't it?
Kettle's large too, but he'd have a top on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have something you let that top down on.
Mm-hmm.
And most of that steam that come in a kettle would come out of that little spout, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd hold heat bad. That wash part is something you. That part is something you. That vessel is something in my days growing up. You heat your water to kill a hog or a boil clothes,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. But the kettle is, I've always seen it was different.
Mm-hmm.
That come along in my days.
Say if you went out and cut some flowers, you'd put them in a...
What is it?
A vase. She said if you went out and cut some flowers...
You put them in a vase. That's called a vase now.
Mm-hmm. And what do you have at the table to eat with? You have a...
Folks. Yeah, but there was... In them days... First folks I've seen was wooden handles.
Mm-hmm.
But there's very few in them days. There's the popular people had folks. And now, mm-hmm. the poor population didn't have.
What would you cut with? That'd be a...
Your mother and father may have something to cut meat with, beef with, and something you could saw it to the little pieces, you know.
What would you call that?
You'd call that a... I see the... In them days, we'd call it a hatchet in my day.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about something you have at the table now to cut your food with?
That's knives and forks.
Mm-hmm.
That's of the day now.
Now you have a fork and a...
Well, that's popular in us.
Knife and spoon
of the day. Mm-hmm. Every place at the table, and every plate at the table nowadays has the spoon, forks, and knife.
Mm-hmm. And talking about washing dishes, you'd say after she washes the dishes, then she wet them in clear water. Then she.
You mean back in that day or this day?
Back in that day,
as she wash her dishes, you
uh-huh.
mean? What she do with them?
She takes clear water and she...
And rinse them. Hmm? She takes clear water and rinse them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she let them drain, and sometime in that day, she took the same rag and squeezed the rest dry, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and dry them all, and just didn't have no water to put them. They set them, stack them up on the table of the shelf. Might be called a chef in them days. Just lay her dishes up there.
Mm-hmm.
Then she gets ready for the next meal.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the little piece of cloth or rag